This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One positive thing Trump could do to make America great again is actually make great things in America again. So...
All right, so there you go. Hillary Clinton, short, sweet, talking the Made in America scenario. She took a few swings at Trump. He took a few swings back at her. It's typical politics of the day. Welcome to the show as we kick this hour open here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We won't be talking about flying saucers this time around. We let the guy down the dial who does it so well do it. But I will... tell you that it feels like we're living in another dimension based on the reaction to a couple of things. One, that nobody seems to blink an eye over Hillary Clinton's chief of staff at the State Department when she was Secretary of State picking employees for the Clinton Foundation. Of course, she was questioned and shook upside down like a snow globe a year or so ago, and the Justice Department said they didn't have enough to go on to pursue anything with the emails and the foundation. In fact, Cheryl Mills, her attorney, told CNN that her duties interviewing executives were done unpaid, that that's what it was about. So she voluntarily did that. It had nothing to do with any kind of sway in any direction. But this crazy report comes right after the release of new Clinton emails that suggests some contact between the foundation donors and the State Department. And that one donor may have gotten some special consideration. So that's not good. I mean, come on. Isn't that a break? But I guess they say there wasn't enough there to warrant pushing it forward, or it's politics as usual. So for Donald Trump, his big moment of the day was throwing everything on Obama as the founder of ISIS. And that didn't float with even some from the Republican Party. Trump says the country's an economic disaster. Trump says Rush Limbaugh is 100% right about the media, because this is one of the things Trump talks about, the media. And Rush Limbaugh, in what he's referring to media-wise, is that in talking about Sadiq Mateen, who is supposedly running for president of Afghanistan, despite living in the United States, was seated behind Democrat Hillary Clinton on Monday at a rally in Kissimmee, Florida. And what is being said is if he was at a Republican rally, it would be front page news all over the world. That's what Trump said. It would be a disaster. Because they're prized seats. So back to what Rush says. Rush Limbaugh says that the media, he doesn't understand it. He slammed the media because of if the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen, attended one of his rallies, he said he's completely right about what he's saying about that. Sadiq Mateen is, well, you know, what I was talking about. I think no matter what you say about the media, whether they're, some people say that they're overreacting to the Second Amendment comments or whatever the reaction is, I truly do believe that all of you listening to this show, even if your head is doing that nodding off, Bob, Well, make your own decisions. We'll filter through what you need to take and what you need to know and take yourself to the polls or absentee ballot or whatever it might be. Coming up on the show, trust me, we are going to lighten the load as we take you to the movies. And there are a couple of interesting movies that are getting a lot of play. A lot of play. Whether it's good or bad. And can you believe here we are, the weekend of the 12th and the 13th of August? How did that happen? How did that happen? While we weren't looking, I suppose, right? Wow. Time flies, that's for sure. It really, really does. And speaking of time flying, how about SpaceX planning a Falcon 9 launch on Sunday carrying satellites? It's been fascinating to watch what they've been able to do. So a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on Thursday with a secret payload for the National Reconnaissance Office. That's who it was for. The mission is SpaceX's second in just over 3 months for a Tokyo-based Sky Perfect JSAT. It is Asia's largest satellite operator with 16 satellites in orbit. The new satellite serves as an orbital spare, they say, for the fleet. So it was a successful launch and et cetera. And the launch forecast is excellent with a 90% chance of favorable conditions because that's what they always have to watch for. So SpaceX, again. I mean, that booster travels so fast on launches to high, high orbits. And do they have enough fuel to try to do a return landing? Not likely. It doesn't look that way. At least that's not what they're talking about anyway. So for Elon Musk, it seems like things are really lining up. If you look at SpaceX and, of course, what happens with Tesla. And Tesla, you're starting to see some of those. Seriously, you're starting to see some of those cars on the road. And here he is, the company's CEO. He's got the $5 billion battery plant that's going to be there in the Nevada desert. The building is, they say, aligned on the true north, and he said he likes that. That's his world. Manufacturing facilities packing a little bit of excitement in this. The whole idea of retiring on Mars isn't thought of now as you're crazy. There's no way. It's thought of as that's a possibility. I mean, Musk has twice defied the odds and the doubters. Coming up, we're going to the movies here on America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. Thank you for sending us all of your thoughts. We had a lot of calls, too, lately. Remember, you can always call us at 855-266-5283 if you want to flip in your two. 855-266-5283. But on that note, I mentioned the mailbag. Let's do our daily check.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chet. Kate, I heard you talking about movies, and I'm wondering, do you rent a lot of movies? How do you watch movies? Interesting question. How do I watch movies? Remember, it used to be, in some ways I miss the good old days. I'm sorry if you're like 20 and you never did this. The good old days of going, maybe it's an activity, it sounds stupid. Going to the store. You know, so you go to the video store. Ooh, everybody else is in the video store. Do you think they have our video? Because it just came in, and I think it's all checked out. And so you run to the area. Oh, that movie's out. I don't know. Again, it was like a ritual. There was something to doing it. But, boy, that just went boom down overnight. So now we get them streaming and Netflix, and, yeah, it's way more convenient. And a lot of times, Chet, that's what I'm doing. So if I see a movie, because I have weird pockets of time, if it's not a first-run movie for whatever reason that I'm going to see it, a first-run movie, then I am watching it Netflix style because I forget how much it is a month or whatever, and I'm not doing an advertisement for them because they always infuriate me when they raise the amount on you, like all of a sudden, oh, really? Now it's this amount? But it's so easy, and I watch it that way. In fact, I just watched the movie about Hank Williams, and duh, one of the things that somehow got by me, I know somebody that really liked Hank Williams' music, and I used to always hear it. I didn't realize he was only 29 when he died, when he was traveling to a gig, and his heart gave out. And there was just so much more to Hank Williams. He had all those hit songs, and I had no idea that he died that young. So anyway, that actually is the latest movie that I happened to see. So let's move to another one. This one from Patricia. Kate, I enjoy the show. I really feel for the people of Louisiana when I hear you describe what it's been like for them. It's obviously a situation of, like you mentioned, can you imagine? You try to do everything you can to save your house. It is about the people in the house. But in an instant, your life has changed, and there is just not a darn thing that you can do about it. And you're dealing with floods, insurance, figuring out what's next once all the hysteria is over. Well, yeah, that's the big thing. And maybe thank goodness in life, you have those panic moments and everybody's whipped into it. Everybody's calling you. Everybody's upset. Everybody wants to help you. They're leaving work early. They're driving down. They're doing everything they can. And then that's it. Everybody goes back to their regularly scheduled life, and you have to go back to picking up the pieces. I know like three people that had fires to deal with, and they all said it was a nightmare. It was that they had the hysteria, the panic, everyone's fine, and then of course they have insurance, so then they're set up, and that's okay. Then they have to go about replacing things, and it's just things, but simple things, like the kids are in school, so they had to rush around and get them clothes, because they had to be normal. They had to be able to get them to class, and then they had lost books, and they had to get books replaced. I mean, just all kinds of things, even things you just don't, you know, think about. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Larry. Larry sends us a note and says, Kate, can you believe how fast the summer has gone by? I was wondering if you had a good summer. That's just funny that you asked me that question. Nobody has asked me that question. Nobody. Yes, I did have a good summer. I mean, it's busy. You know, we're juggling plates, and so it's busy. And it seems like days run into each other. But I did get a chance to spend time with my nephew, who I adore. He's a cool kid, and it was fun. And he still likes his aunt, even though he's a teenager, and that was a good deal. And I had a couple of chillax moments. And that's always good. And as I always say this, anytime you can steal some of those moments, steal them. I know a lot of people out there are juggling jobs. I know that you're trying to make ends meet, or you're rebuilding, or you're doing whatever it is you're doing. So the days of, for a lot of people, the days of 9 to 5, the gold watch, the incredible gobs of money that you have to vacation with are not there for people. And I think that there is this deal where people are forgetting to take vacations. Don't forget, if you have a staycation, who cares? Just take some days off. Again, not a lecture, but boy, it's good when you get those extra days. Here's one from Fitz, and Fitz says, I've been watching what's happening with Donald Trump's campaign, and I think the Breitbart move, Kate, isn't such a dumb one, because you mentioned this. He definitely beat all the other Republicans out of it. If they were so smart, how come they, being anyone that was left standing, including Ted Cruz, why didn't they beat the non-politician? So he resonated with voters in some way, and I think he needs to get back to resonating with those voters. What do you think? Well, whatever he did, and that's what he was doing. He was just doing his rant of immigration or whatever it is. Some of that has to continue, I suppose, because that's why people were voting for him over the other Republicans in the first place. I mean, it's always, you know, when you replace somebody on campaign teams, the idea is you're doing it to do an upgrade. So that was obviously the intention there. There are people that have a background, and I don't know. To watch this unfold will be pretty entertaining, I think. I mean, entertaining and interesting, because we've got those presidential debates. I keep saying that. It's really about those presidential debates. Mark your calendars for those debates, the first one at the end of September. Here's from Andrew. Andrew says, Kate, I really feel for those people in California. I don't know. I know you've been following it. First, you had the Northern California fire and all those people that lost homes and had to be evacuated. Then you had the Southern California fire, equally as devastating and terrible to see what the people have to go through. And it's a good reminder that you don't worry about your house as much as the people inside the house. Yeah, it is. I've already said that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Things can be replaced, or if they can't, you can get new things. You cannot replace people. All you have to do is lose someone close in your life. You know, somebody dies, something terrible happens, and you know that feeling of being the walking wounded, and you can't replace that. So you could have whatever painting, XYZ, or photographs even, which I know that's always hard for people, but it's the people that you love. Can't replace them, and fires are scary. So scary. Okay, here's one from Paula. And Paula says, Kate, I was wondering where you grew up and did you always have an interest in talk radio? I love these personal questions, which is cool. Let's share. I have had the pleasure of living all over the place, which is why I like doing this national show, because I feel so fortunate to have lived in so many different places that I feel like I can relate to almost all of you probably that call the show or send the emails anyway. I grew up partially in New York and then in Philadelphia, in South Jersey specifically. So right smack over the bridge, not very far from the bridge that connects Philly and South Jersey. And yeah, it was great. I liked it. You know, you realize as you move around too, the cool thing about where I grew up is you had all different, all different kinds of people like anywhere, but you had a beach close by and a nice one, because it's not northern New Jersey, no offense to northern New Jersey, because there's some nice beaches there, but you had beautiful beaches, you actually had farmland, which people are so shocked by that, and you had mountains, you know, the Pocono Mountains and mountains not too far away, so you kind of had everything, and then plus the city and then the suburbs, and you had all four seasons. And I think the thing that I miss of places that I've lived, and I have lived in different places with four seasons, is having, honest to goodness, four seasons. Oh, in the fall when those leaves drop and you're drinking hot chocolate and you're walking the dog and you're kicking the leaves. I love it. And I miss that. I do miss fall especially. So thanks for that question. Remember, you can always email me, easy for me to say, americatonight.net. Don't go away. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side of the fence.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My favorite things to do on this show, and you know it because I'm always telling you, listen, if you're tired and listening and you're doing that passive listening thing and you're laughing at some of what we're saying and you think it's fun, or you're shaking your head, oh yeah, 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 and you want to add something to the conversation, but you just can't get to your phone, or you just don't want to get to your phone. You know, you can always reach us through the miracle of the internet, and so many people do that. I'm overwhelmed by the avalanche. It's really true of emails that we get on this show. Just go to americatonight.com, americatonight.net. Whoops, I always forget that. americatonight.net. Somebody else got that .com. There's a long story in that. All right, so on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jake. Kate, long time no talk. Sorry, I've been very busy here in Austin. I have been listening to you, downloading the shows. You should tell everyone if they can't listen to you because their job switches or something's changed, they can always download you at the GCN site or tune in. I think you've talked about that. My deal in reaching out to you is I just think it's so great that of all those people that were killed, sadly, in Italy, that rescue of that 8-year-old girl, how amazing was that to see the fireman holding the girl? That is universal, baby. And the fact that you have those first responders who are exhausted and doing everything they can because they just want to focus on the people and save the people, that just shows you what it's all about. That's life front and center. Well said. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much. Every time we see a disaster, it's so sad. And of course it's sad. It's sad. There's people's lives are ruined and people have been thrown a curveball where they lose loved ones. But you're right. To see that sign of hope where somebody comes out, especially a kid, but anybody, a kid coming out of that pile, that was really an amazing gift, I think, to that town, to that area. And it was a great photo to see, because there you go, you got something coming out of that that's positive, that they worked so hard and they were able to rescue someone. All right, we move on to this one from Kurt. Kate, I listened to your show and I was hearing you the other night talk about the zip line incident. I'm very curious, too, as to what happened to that poor woman, because I've taken my kids, my grandkids, I've taken a lot of people ziplining, and I love it. I don't know if you've ever been, but it is an exhilarating feeling. But it's not, you know, you're not jumping out of a plane, and you're not even bungee jumping over some bridge somewhere. To me, it seems relatively secure. To your point, yes, some of the cables could fray if somebody wasn't careful, but I think there's something else to this. I just don't think she fell 40 feet from that zip line because of some kind of frayed line. And of course, they're being careful about investigating because they don't want to release any information that's premature. But I'm going to bet that somehow she dislodged from it, and it's more about that. But, you know, again, who knows? It is tragic no matter what. Here's one from, we go from zip line to Hillary Clinton, and we zip in a different direction. This one is from Sharon, who says, Kate, this Clinton stuff, you're darn right. You know, Hillary Clinton in 2008, I'll be honest, I was going to vote for her. I liked the idea of a first woman president. I figured the Clintons had connections. I thought she was pretty decent at some of what she was trying to do, but boy, was I wrong. There is so much more to this Clinton facade, and what is going on with the foundation, I don't understand, although I hear she came out and said that it's ridiculous, the attacks on her foundation, that it's being exaggerated. So maybe she does have to have some sort of press conference. I'm curious. Yeah, you know, she did say she had to address that, and I thought it was crazy that they, I mean, you have to, you just, it's too big. And of course, people are going to assume something nefarious is going on, let's say, even if it wasn't, but I don't know how you explain that away. So she said she knows there's a lot of smoke and there's no fire. She says that it's not true, some of what he's saying. She slammed Donald Trump and, you know, pushed back against the accusations. And, I mean, this was her biggest succinct answers, I guess the best way to put it, on her private email server, talking about that and the State Department and the controversy. And she said, what Trump has said is ridiculous. My work as Secretary of State was never influenced by any outside forces. I made policy decisions based on what I thought was right, period. Because Trump has recently upped his attacks on Clinton and the family and the foundation. And she says, it's impossible. Trump says it's impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. But, she's saying there's just some unique circumstances here, but it's not at all what it, and she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. She said, Cooper said, don't you think those unique circumstances exist when you were Secretary of State? She said, no, look, I know there's a lot of smoke, but there's just no fire here. You know, there just isn't any fire here. So we'll see. We'll see where everything goes with the foundation. I mean, it definitely doesn't look good. I'm sorry. The whole list of people is incredible. And I said this, you know, you have a lot of Republicans that have donated and helped the foundation, Mitt Romney, the Bushes. I'm sure there's many others. I don't even know that are on the list, but went to their events and donate a lot of money for what they were doing. So there's no doubt that some of what was happening, they were helping people. But how much was going on with the donors. I mean, that's the question mark. Let's just put it that way. All right, how about this one? Michael bounces back to the Olympics. Kate, I think what happened with Ryan Lochte was just disgraceful at that gas station, the altercation and all the exaggeration. However, I think the bright spot in the pool was Michael Phelps. Talk about a guy who has gotten his act together, because Michael Phelps has had to deal with some adversity brought on by himself because of poor decisions with drinking and whatnot, but he did own up to them. So now Michael Phelps no longer swimming. Do you think there's any chance that he will bounce back and come back to the Olympics and represent the United States in the next Olympics? I think there is no chance of that happening. He's done it all now. Are you kidding? He is the winningest athlete in the history of the games. He's got this house now in Paradise Valley, Arizona, near his training base. And it was just beautiful. He's, you know, I think he's staying there. I don't know, in Arizona. And I can't imagine that he's, I don't know, I just can't imagine that he would go back after all the rigors of what he's achieved. It's so funny to say he's retiring and he's, you know, 31. Like, that's so old in swimming, and it is. But I don't know, living in a $3 million house in Arizona with your new baby and girlfriend and all these opportunities in front of you, and it's not a money thing because he certainly has made plenty of money in his Olympic career. I'm going to say, yeah, that what's going to happen there is absolutely that he's going to find other interests. He's going to work on something else. But if it, you know, here you figure you sacrifice childhood so much to get to that point. And now you're like, now this is like your second life, but you're still so young. I mean, that's for him, that's the cool part, I guess, you know. When other people are talking about second careers, usually they're so much older, so you're dealing with sometimes health things and whatnot. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe in Illinois. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the Trumpisms and the Hillaryisms and the isms out the yang. And boy, I don't think in politics we will ever turn the clock back to where there is not personal attacks. It just doesn't seem possible. How crazy to think, and you've mentioned this number before, that for the privilege of getting ripped right and left and to become the leader of the free world, you also have to figure out a way to raise $1 billion. It's just so puzzling to me. The $1 billion part is really insane, isn't it? $1 billion. Because you need all those commercial spots. You've got to be out there. You've got to be in people's minds. You can't afford to not be to be out there. You just can't afford it. So, because, you know, you're down for a second and you're out. That's just the way it is. But yes, with the mudslinging, I get you, I understand, but you know what? It's always been around. If you go back in history and you read Teddy Roosevelt and you read about others who ran and what happened and how they were attacked and how they fought back, and, you know, it just, it really evolves into this. Sometimes not as badly as others. Like, this is crazy. I mean, this is like reality TV. Maybe the worst ever. Every day, tit for tat. You're a bigot. No, you're a bigot. You said this. No, you said that. No, you're, you know, I mean, it is. It's just way over the top. And it might be that we have so much social media and the world is different. So before it was through, you know, newspapers, some of that happened, or word of mouth when there wasn't, it was the beginning of newspapers, let's say. There wasn't radio and TV, and now you have all the traditional forms of media, but then you also have Twitter, all kinds of social media, and all of that gets pumped out. I mean, for goodness sake, Donald Trump communicates almost exclusively through Twitter, and it's instantaneous. Whatever he says, he just is responding right away, or he's saying something, throwing it out there right away, and a lot of people, and then that gets pumped out to traditional media. And I think part of it is that I think that there's always been the backbiting, but it just seems so much bigger because of the methods of delivery. All right, once again, thanks so much for all of those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
The moon is rising. on the mountain, the lunatics have taken over the asylum.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
So we've all been talking about what's happened with poor Leslie Jones, who's the star of Ghostbusters. She's one of the stars anyway. Saturday Night Live. She's a comedian. Very, very funny, and her star is certainly on the rise. But unfortunately, her personal information was hacked, leaked, all that kind of stuff. Nude pictures came out. So how do you secure your accounts, your social media accounts, private online information, emails, all that kind of stuff? Obviously, there's so much to this. Cybersecurity, data protection is huge now more than ever. So joining us on ATN is Sean Tuma. He's a cybersecurity expert. You can check him out at solidcounsel.com. Sean, so how about it? Do you think someone like Leslie Jones, she would have a good system around her, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about letting your guard down, I think, a little bit. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. You know, most of the time when we hear about people being hacked, especially when we're talking about celebrities, it's not that they're really hacked in the traditional sense of a code or technologically based attack on the network or the system. It's usually a result of social engineering. And in this case, Leslie Jones' site was a Tumblr site, likely had pretty good security in place. The most likely reason for why this could have happened would be someone using information from her that's been publicly available to guess her passwords, her security questions, or things like that.
Yeah, and when we see these kind of things happen, who are these people? I mean, are we talking about somewhere in Eastern Europe? Are we talking about in Russia? Are we talking about right around the corner? Is it all across the board?
It's all across the board. You know, oftentimes we're talking about a lot of these scams that are being run, cyber scams, fraudulent type, you know, send me money and I'll, you know, connect you to your long lost uncle and you'll get millions. Those kind of schemes are being operated by people in those countries, you know, Russia, former Eastern Bloc nations. But something like this doesn't appear to be a for-profit type attack. This appears to be a revenge or a, you know, spite based, and that could be from anyone. It could be from someone right next door to her that she may think is her best friend.
Yeah, wow, it's crazy. So what do we do to protect ourselves? What are some of the things we can do?
You know, the most important thing anyone can understand from the very beginning is that it's more important to have good security that is used rather than great security that doesn't get used. And in that light, I always like to start with the basics, your passwords. Always change your default passwords because people can guess those pretty easily. Use reasonably strong passwords that have a mix of numbers, letters, characters. And in someone's case, like Leslie Jones, who they know people will be out trying to attack and gather information on, when they use their security questions, consider using false information. Because in the old days, no one really knew who my mother's maiden name, right?
Right.
But now, Google knows all of that. They know where I went to high school. They probably know the name of my first pet. And so that stuff that used to be secret is now accessible. So when you use that for your security questions, people can guess that and figure that out. You know, have basic antivirus on your computers. Be wary of social engineering. You know, I mean, that's basically where bad guys trick good people into doing dumb things. Sometimes it's responding to emails, it's clicking on emails, downloading programs, stuff like that. I mean, that's really, if you can do those very basic things, you'll come a long way.
Yeah, you know, and because we're seeing so much that's happening with these hacks and so much of that information, personal information flowing out there, what's also interesting is legally, there's been some real blowback to that, right? So if somebody's listening and they have a company, what's their end of it to protect the people that work for them on their computer systems?
You know, there is a huge legal blowback, and it's interesting that you phrase it that way because this is one of the few areas of law or policy where the victim of the attack, the company, or whoever is housing and holding that data, becomes the bad guy. Think about that. You know,
Wow. Whenever
this company is the victim of an attack, it is now the bad guy in the eyes of the law and the public for not adequately protecting that information, whether it's customer data, whether it's workforce data, you know, employee W-2 forms, things like that, happens all the time. And companies have an absolute duty to protect that and to use reasonable measures to assess the risk that they have and then put appropriate defensive measures in place.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sean Tuma. We're talking about cybersecurity. And you're a litigator, so you know, you focus on this area. And now I would assume, would you advise clients that they have to have cyber insurance coverage?
I would say they have to consider it and evaluate what it does for them and document that process. Document that they considered it and evaluated it. Because the way this is right now, the law is uncertain. And it varies by jurisdiction. So I can't tell a client exactly what their legal obligations are, but what I do know from what we've seen thus far is their obligations are to be diligent and reasonable. And people will always second guess everything they've done when they have an incident. So they need to have a good documented system to show we looked at cyber insurance. We considered it. However, it didn't fit for whatever reason. So you can verify that later on. But cyber insurance is critical in many cases now.
Yeah. And so, and like I said, you specialize in this. So if, as far as the law is concerned, I would imagine that is, it's just the Wild West, isn't it?
It's awesome. It is. And if they, you know, what I love about it is it's so much of a Wild West that it changes sometimes daily, weekly, monthly. And it's an area where we have an opportunity to influence the direction of the law and the policies that are, put into place. And someone like me, I mean, I've been practicing 17 years. Many people would consider that not very long. But it's a matter of who wants it the most, who's interested in following it and keeping up with it. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, boy, I bet. What's one of the craziest cases that you've had that you're really proud of, maybe, that you stopped from going to court or you were able to help the folks?
The facts aren't that crazy, but the evilness of the parties is. There was a case where I had two business partners that started off with very little money, couldn't even afford good contracts by a lawyer, wrote them themselves, and ended up making millions of dollars a month in from the technology they developed.
Wow.
And then egos came into play. They couldn't agree on who did more. And they started fighting, and one of the partners was basically, they had two separate businesses working together, and one of the partners was hacking into literally code-based backdoor features into the other's network and taking all the information that they were providing. And so we were able to stop that through the litigation.
Wow, and it just goes to show you, I like your setup there. It's like they tripped into this fabulous idea. They made millions, saying they're making millions a month is incredible. And then look what happens. And that goes to even be careful of your partnerships and making sure, like you said, they have contracts in place.
Absolutely. And even bigger than that, keep your ego under check, because now the litigation has hurt all of them. On all sides.
Wow.
And it allowed their competitors to come in and see what they were doing and use the court process to learn about a lot of what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding me. Of course, then it would be available and they would be able to know, like you said.
That's right. I mean, it's simple. If people behaved rationally, I would be out of business.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, that's exactly it. There's something about the ego that, especially in business, it doesn't start out that way, though, Sean, you know that. And then somehow, I think success sometimes, that's the danger. That's why you have to have those contracts in place. You would know better than I, because if you don't, maybe you're not expecting that. But when you have that outrageous success, that's when I've seen that happen in radio with partnerships, with on-air talent that just a great thing going, and it collapsed.
Absolutely. I mean, the old saying is, a good contract allows friends and partners to stay friends and partners.
I love that. All right, it was fun having you on the show. Sean Chuma, thanks so much for stopping by and talking about cybersecurity. You can, again, go to solidcounsel.com. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.